Are you blessed?
Yeah.
Good to go?
100%.
Let's get it.
Welcome to the Breeze Podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. And today, it's someone's birthday.
Yo, yeah, I was waiting for the applause. Like, Salim put the applause. Yo, it's my birthday, fam. I'm here. It's your boy.
You're getting so old. It's insane.
It's your boy, John McCollin.
If you can,
to you from Toronto, you know, like, what's going on? I'm 26.
Guys, if you could
26
see,
today.
If you could see him right now, he has a beard and all, you know. I don't know if you've seen the meme, like, how men handled quarantine, you know, all those things.
That quarantine life, bro.
And all that stuff. Wow.
Yo.
26 years old. You've lived the
26,
sixth
man.
Of your life.
Bro, yeah, bro.
You're going to be 150 at least.
Bro, at least. It's in my blood, you know, like, it's in my blood, uh-huh. So at least 150.
Okay, we're all very excited to hear about your birthday. So, Salim, Wanda. Jonathan, birthday boy.
Victor.
Yeah.
Let's go on in.
Please. Whatever you have going on, whatever you have on your heart, please tell me.
Yo, on my heart, I just want to, like, thank you, you know what I mean? Like, I want to thank you. I want to thank everyone that's, like, been a part of my life as of these 26 years, you feel what I mean? Like, every single person that I've crossed paths with, it's been for a reason, you know what I mean? It's been, like, nothing in my life has been by accident, you feel what I'm saying? So it's, like, I just want to appreciate everyone that's passed. And, yo, my week in review, bro.
Nothing has been by accident.
Yo, nothing, bro. But,
yeah.
My week has been the most amazing week. I actually had one of the best birthday presents yesterday, which I can't even talk about on the podcast, which I can tell you after. But, yeah, bro, like, every day
the
just been waking up.
The best birthday present this far.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know if you can top it, but, like, let's see. We'll see. But, we'll see. Bro, my week has been...
No, sorry. I'm not going to interrupt the birthday boy.
Yo, I'm saying my week has been amazing, bro. I've been waking up.
Okay.
I've been writing songs daily. Been reading. Yeah. I've been on my ish. Only thing I haven't done, like, properly, like, consistently this week and last week is exercise. But we're back on that. We're back on that again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're back on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, B, like, we're chilling. Tonight I'm going live on Queen J Honey's live, performing live. Tonight.
Okay. Yeah, true. So they won't see it. But guys, if you listen to the podcast and you go in on his account, what's the name of the account?
John McCollin, J-O-N.
But which one are you going live from? Because you
Oh no, if you go on mine, I'll save it on mine. Like, I'll screen record it. You feel me? So go on my account, you'll see that.
Wicked.
Yes, sir. Talk to me, what's up? Actually, after you talk to me, I have a present for you in the spirit of birthday. You know, like, I give gifts on my birthday, so I have a gift for you.
Okay, but first, but we'll
get
to
that after.
To you first.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's so reasonable.
Okay, so John, I have a two-part gift for you. And, I mean, as you know, I'm a very generous man, you know, bro. And as we've made so clear on this podcast, I spoil you a lot, John.
You give
nothing back, which is okay. I don't
crazy.
Need that. We have different love languages, but
that's
still.
That's crazy.
But still, so the first part of my birthday gift is in your email inbox.
Okay, I'm gonna play this all out.
Yeah, do that.
Is that cool?
So do that, 100%. And you can commentate it while you're listening to it.
Like, I'm gonna just do me.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone can't sing, so I'm gonna sing. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Everyone can't go to Ivy. I'm gonna go to Ivy. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna be in the court prayer, like, boardroom.
be the only guy that looks like me. They say the odds are 400 trillion to one. Human life, we're breezing on this sound. What's the odds of us crossing paths? John McCollum, Victor White on the track. I'm kinda swindling when I'm thinking real deep on the relationship we built and the memories to be. Because to me it's more than friends, you're my guy through all the heights. And my reason if I fight or when I fuck up like I might. Like that time in the city I was shy. No shit. You trusted me and I blew it, might ask why. I'm just selfish at times, you cunt. You said people over content till I die. Took me women and the booze, sometimes acting like a fool. It was episode 82, now I understand your moves. Integrity, your second nature, it's your 6 or 7 cents. You're one of 3 McCollins, you're a real gentleman. New country, new lifestyle, I know all about your dream. It's not the penthouse or that flashy time keep. Retiring your parents is the reason, it's your plan. I'll give you 4 or 5 years, then you start your own fam. Don't forget about they me, man. They say the odds are 400 trillion to 1. Human life, we're breezing on this sound. What's the odds of us crossing paths? John McCollum, this is your track. You never mention me in your songs. I'd like to think that I matter to you, bro. You never wrote me a single little friggin' line. 240k streaming, not a mention of me once. To be honest, that's how this song came about. Firstly, give you guilt, but also some chills. I mean, think of when a son spun over all life's content, or when a daughter's come home with their first boyfriend. Talk it over on the podcast like it's fine. But when we go offline, we really have troubled minds. We love our little daughters and want them to be fine. Deep down though, we worry about who they'll become. Then we smoke a spliff and it's alright. You remind me about our 20s. How we had each other's back, always walking the right path. Nothing different with our girls, there is the top of the world. Like you and me, they bro. Say the odds are 400 trillion to 1. Human life, we're breezing on this sound. What's the odds of us crossing paths? Happy fucking birthday, I love you, my man.
I feel halfway across the world to see you. How does that feel?
Let's pause. Okay. Did you really fly halfway across the world to see Jonathan? Bro. Are you sure?
Bro, how does it feel?
I mean, bro,
this
I'm
is
seeing
the second
you.
Time.
The second
we
time.
Meet
second time.
In real life.
Because the first, well, technically, if all went well, it would be the third time. But
yeah,
you know, the
but
boy,
I stood you up.
Yeah, the boy didn't come. True. But anyway.
Also, I gave you a love explanation on Instagram the other day. You didn't even comment. Are you too busy
did
with
I,
all
did
your 4,000 followers?
Did I like it? Did I like it?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think I read it.
Thanks for appreciating me, bro.
I saw archive, but then I saw the picture. I just thought it was just like, you know.
Half the world.
Okay. Respect, bro. Like, first of all, I have to comment on Victor getting into his songwriting bag. You know, like, he's out here. You know, like, this guy, he's actually out here writing songs and shit. You know, like, it's a big one. But I appreciate it, bro. Honestly, like, I appreciate it. For real.
I'm happy,
like,
you appreciate it. I thought for a second it might be a little gay, but then again, bro, you're my guy, you know?
Yeah, so, it's the homie still, you know? It's the homie.
So I felt that it was wicked. Yeah, so John, that was the first part of your gift. And the second part is that, because I'm a firm believer in compensation strategy, right? Like, a relationship is about giving some and taking some and sacrificing some. And we've talked about all of that, right?
Facts.
So in terms of our previous, or I'd say all the episodes pre-episode 81, because of my new parents-in-law and all of that stuff, you're going to have to take responsibility for all the stupid and dumb shit I've said and all the irresponsible things I've done. So, yeah, that's the second part of the gift.
Reasonable. That's so reasonable.
Bro.
That's reasonable.
I can't have my new...
I got you. Say less.
Okay.
Say less. Say no more. I got you. Say less.
Yeah, bro. So I there's not much to go in about my week. So wherever you want to take it from here.
Bro, you know. Okay. I have a present for you. Yeah. You know, open your inbox.
Okay.
Let me know what you're saying.
Okay. I'm just going to make sure
listen.
That Logic is recording. Okay. Sound is on. Okay, I'm gonna play now.
All right, play that. Oh, oh, geez.
Okay, bro. I'm not sure I can play it and listen to it because it's gonna be a birthday present.
Yo, fair, but like I just want you to hear it out first, seconds.
Okay. Yo, no, yo, okay, John, so, wow.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it, bro.
I'm actually speechless.
Yo, I'm glad you like it, fam.
Like, bro, so, John, when I wrote that, like, that's like the first thing that I like truly wrote from my heart, and it's like, you know, I like cried when I wrote it because it's like so deep on the all the things, you know, I'm touching, and I knew you'd kill it when I sent it over to you, and I've been waiting so hard to hear it, and the thing is I just couldn't make it work with that, with the bridge and the big, like, all of that stuff, and you just kill. Wow.
Yo, bro, say less, bro.
And bro, you know the stakes on this. Like,
I got you, bro. That's easy. Light work.
We can't talk about that.
That's Kobe in the paint right there, you know? Like,
yo,
that's
easy. Yo.
Light work.
Yo, okay. Emotional episode. We haven't cried on the podcast yet, but I think this is as close as we're gonna get. Like, John.
Yo. Go, you fam. That's easy.
Okay. The podcast. What about it? What are we doing? Yeah, that's true. We're live. Yeah. Okay, we're John. I actually have a tough question for you. I actually have two, but I'm just going to ask one. What I want to know, and I realize I haven't asked this, is why did you choose IBM? Because, like, being at Ivy and the opportunities you have and you still have, like, with whatever you want to do, and you choose, like, IBM, which is this old company. It's a bit run down, like, kind of legacy. Instead of, as an example, maybe going to a startup or, you know, with potential larger future, you know, whatever. I just want to know your reasoning behind the choice.
Yeah, that was a reasonable question.
For the money.
Yeah, of course. So, like, I think I mentioned this on the podcast, but I also had the opportunity to work for a startup as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had an opportunity through companies. I either work at Air Canada, I work at IBM, or I work at a startup.
Mm-hmm.
Startup doing, like, business development stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, where that startup would be, like, in the Silicon Valley of Toronto. You know what I mean? So this place called, like, Mars Discovery District. So I had three options, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew I didn't want to stay at Air Canada. And I knew... So I really came out with two options.
Yeah.
And for me, my reasoning, like, take all the money away, because I probably made the same amount of money at the startup as well.
Interesting.
The reach... Yeah, so the perception that people normally have with IBM is that, 105-year-old company, like, what are these mods doing? If you step back and really look at it, like, they're actually the biggest tech company in the world. Mm-hmm. Bigger than Google, bigger than Facebook, bigger than all these other companies. Okay. And the reach that they have, if IBM was to shut down tomorrow, we wouldn't be able to do 75% of the things we do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, people don't understand, like, the reach that they have,
mm-hmm.
and the ability to move around. And if I did want to move in, if I wanted to work in a startup in the future, it would be much easier for me to work in a startup with the IBM on my resume rather than me trying to work at IBM with the startup on my resume. You know what I mean? So it's like,
that makes sense.
That plus that
makes a lot of sense, getting the experience.
Plus, exactly. And like, if you want to go to MBB, they want to know you have like experience in a large organization. You know what I mean? Okay. MBB, McKinsey, BCG, Bain, like the elite. But for me, when I step back and look at it, being able to leverage all the relationships that I would make there.
Okay.
Because like, bro, like they work with the Grammys, they work with the NBA, they work with the US Open, they work like, and being able to work on these projects and meet the individuals.
Okay.
And then like, with what I'm trying to do in my overall life, I feel like it's more beneficial for me to go to IBM rather than the smaller organization that has smaller reach. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
He says thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Where's the cake again? Tina, that's your first podcast.
Really? The first podcast feature.
So guys, that was my mom on the podcast. She wanted the keys to my granny's apartment. Okay, yeah, John. Do you know who Shamat Papliaplaplap is?
Come again?
Shamat Papliaplaplap. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
I have no idea.
So he was like one of the higher ups in Facebook. He joined the year after they started. He was also investing on the side. Now he's the CEO for Social Capital. Those are the guys who went in. I don't know how to pronounce it, bro.
It's jokes.
And I don't know. So with Social Capital, they invested largely in Virgin Galactic and helped take that deal public. So he's one of the main guys there. Grew up very humbly in Canada. Has an amazing story. Guys, as like learning and inspiration this week, I'm going to link a video when Shamak goes to Stanford and talks about, it's the best talk. And those talks are always like super down to earth, sincere. They swear, they like call the bullshit of universities out and things like that. Like, it's so funny to watch, but there's a tremendous amount of value in this particular interview. Anyhow, I've recently become a fan of the guy. He's a billionaire. He's 41 years old, probably something like that. And I saw a tweet, and he tweeted that IBM has, over the past, 20 years, they've bought buybacks for $140 billion, and their market cap is $127 billion today. And he dislikes IBM because he thinks the company it's been run down and et cetera, which is common with those legacy corporations, you know, when things get into routine and it's hard to make a change and blah, blah, blah. That's what sparked my question to you.
Nah, I feel you.
But it completely makes sense to get the experience and all the things you say. I feel you 100% with being at a startup trying to get into IBM, comparing to being at IBM, having that on your resume, and the doors you'll open from there. So it makes 100% like.
Yeah, but I feel like also like just the global reach that they have. Like, I don't plan to be in Toronto forever. You know what I mean? So like, what if this thing I'm doing with Child House takes off, I need to go to Los Angeles for a bit. Like, IBM, give me that freedom to be like, yo, you can go and do that. Because, like, IBMers are not just, like, people that sit in the freaking office. Like, IBMers are Grammy songwriters. And, like, bro, they're actually doing stuff. You know what I mean? So, I mean, when it comes to it, we'll see what happens. But I think for now, I'm just counting my blessings, you know?
I feel you 100%. And it's like, it'll be interesting to follow your journey and everything that happens and personally, I think you should ask to be transferred to Sweden, like, when I do my bachelor and, like, keep me company.
Yeah, I might come through there for a project or two. You never know, you know?
100%. There's actually...
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but, bro, like, there's... And also, there's lots of good songwriting, beat production people, talent in Sweden, too.
Yo, say less, bro.
So, there's a lot to be done.
Looking for all.
Yo, speaking of Sweden, I got into the International Business... Bachelor at Lund University.
Hey, congrats, my G. This guy, I didn't, like I said, I told you, I never doubt that you'll get into anywhere, you know, but like, which we know is, what's the goal.
Which is,
we know what the goal is.
Yeah, and it's kind of insane because I thought that I wouldn't get into that bachelor because the acceptance thing is so high, only 60 spots from my quota. It's like 6 people who get in.
Is it harder to get into than SSE?
I mean, so if I remember the stats correctly, there's twice as much people that have applied to SSE compared, Stockholm School of Economics, that is, compared to the Lund thing. But the Lund thing is, Lund is a really, like, reputable school, all those things. The class is 60 people versus 300 at SSE.
Wow.
However, the whole institution of SSC is private, so it has closer connections with the corporate world, etc. So I think it's held in higher regards than Lund, but it's and the thing with the what I read also, because I started reading up more about the degree when I got in, is that you don't get a economics candidate there, so that's more like management, international business, strategy.
Gotcha.
Whereas at SSC, you get the whole banking finance thing.
I feel you. So that makes sense.
So it's good if you want to go into consulting and all that stuff, but I think the SSC bachelor is more well-rounded than the
give you that edge.
Yes, exactly, and as well as the name of the school. I mean, it's like comparing, like, I don't know, Harvard to, I don't know, University of Southern California or something like that, you know?
Fair.
Both good schools, but yeah.
I got you. That helps me a little bit more, like, in terms of what you were telling me before, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I didn't really know, like, how they stack up against each other. I was just like, oh, mine's got in still, you know? Like,
yeah, I know.
But makes sense.
So, guys, if you want to know why I'm not gonna accept the invitation, it's because I have my business in Stockholm. Lund is like a 5-hour train ride from Stockholm. So it just doesn't make sense. I also have something else in Stockholm that is the reason why I don't want to leave Stockholm anymore. And so it just makes sense not. But the downside is that I have to say no to this education before April 30th. And when I do, they do have another intake this summer. But I'm suspecting if I say no now, I might not get in then. However, if I don't get into SSC, then obviously Lund would be the second best option. However, I might be throwing that in the garbage by saying no. Although what I do have to say is that I feel like it's worth it to go like Stockholm University and get like a business bachelor, an economics bachelor, and being able to run the business here in Stockholm and things compared to moving down to Lund anyways. And I'll get into
the
Stockholm.
I feel like this is like these schools do this on purpose just because they probably know like SSE is like later down. And if they give you the opportunity to, like, wait until you get that response, they know you're probably to SSE, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, this is a way for them to pressure you. Like, this is, like, a conundrum, like, every single, like, high school student has when they're going to college. It's, like, they get an acceptance, they're like, yo, I don't know if to take this or not. And then a lot of them take it because they're like, I don't know I need to get in, you know what I mean? I need to go to college. No, they're just taking whatever comes first. Yeah, so that's 100%. Like a strategy they use.
Yeah.
But do your thing, bro. Like,
yeah.
you, only you know you, you know what I mean? Like you, you got, you know, like what's good. So
yeah, but you, you as well that, as the listeners know, I've been envisioning myself at SSC for the past what, like yeah, exactly. 2 years or whatever. So, you know, it's a huge thing, and I've like
that's a goal right there.
Exactly. You know? Like,
so I'm gonna check off.
Yeah, yeah, and if I mean, yes, yes, I'm not even gonna get into it because I'll get too heated. But we'll see. Listeners, keep your fingers crossed for your boy, honestly.
The fingers are crossed, dog. Trust.
Okay, trust. We're gonna keep this episode a little on the shorter run, but just like some like a little snippet of Chopped Up might be healthy for our listeners.
Yeah. Your favorite commodity went to minus this week.
Oil?
Yeah. Your favorite commodity, Victor.
Yo, John, imagine how much money you would have lost if you invested in that shit.
Yo, it's true.
Bro, like
it'd be a lot.
It's not the future.
Negative, bro. Like they're paying people to like get rid of this.
Obviously, the oil industry, the fossil fuels industry, haven't seen my Instagram story. Just slapped Supreme on the barrel, and it's like $3,000-$4,000 again. Easy fix. Oh, thank buddy, you later.
The easiest fix ever.
BP.
The easiest fix ever.
Okay, John. Wait. So I saved you money there, and then I saw this thing about Libra on the internet. That it's kind of done.
It's over.
Super done. And I remember when this whole Libra was on the table. I'm so bullish on Libra. I'd invest if I had the money.
Yo, you lose some, you win some. I just happen to lose both, you know? Like guess that's how it be. That's how it be, man.
John, I
like, I want to have these conversations when we actually are made, when you have money, and we lose actual money, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
I feel those conversations would be way more heated.
Well, my portfolio is already down like 60%, so like, I'm in the game.
You and everyone else, bro, you're plus.
No, so on a serious note, what I read about Libra is they're apparently planning on doing it more locally within local markets in order to better comply with regulators and hoping the winds will turn and that regulators will like it more. But it's not going to be the same global own currency. Like, bro, you understand now how insane that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, bro, I understand.
Like, honestly. 100%. You know, it's so what we talked about earlier, it and Facebook Libra, it's essentially Facebook saying we're gonna make our own money. It's like me and John saying we're introducing the Breeze coin, so it's yeah. No type of money, and that's dangerous when you do that. Like the Federal Reserve, they're already printing money, trillions of dollars, like as we speak, like nothing.
True. But to be fair, I never thought they were going to, like, start. I never thought they were going to be like, here's the coin, and this you can use this worldwide. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was going to be, like, a phased approach anyway. Like, mm-hmm. They start one place and then, like, roll it out.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. We'll see what happens with Facebook Libra. Yeah. Like, we're not putting a tombstone on it yet.
Yeah. Don, let's chat about privacy, because I watched this guy... Forgot his name.
John McAfee. He owns McAfee. Yeah, he owns McAfee, like the security piece.
He used to, but he sold it to Intel.
Oh, he started it.
He started it, exactly.
Yeah.
So you know about the guy.
Yeah.
He was talking about privacy.
What did he say?
He said, whatever you do on the internet, whatever you input... You gotta expect for the rest of the world to know it. Whether it's passwords, 100%. Private messages in between you and your wife or whatever it could be.
Once it's on that web, once you put it in that browser, fam, like it's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, don't think about it. Like, it's just like...
So, to all of you guys who have all them sex tapes on Snapchat...
Just... Yo, best believe that's on Snapchat. Like, if you delete it, best believe it's on Snapchat's cloud. Trust me.
100%.
Snapchat got that.
It's not a smart thing to do. However,
and if you have it on iCloud, even worse, bro.
Even
like,
worse.
iCloud is not even encrypted. Okay, guys? So, like...
Yo, John. Can you tell us the story once again? What happened when you were supposed to clean the tablets? At your own work.
Bro, I'm telling that story.
Okay, John.
Like, what episode was that? I don't remember, bro.
I don't remember, like, but you got like 4 tablets, and they said, John, can you wipe these tablets?
Yo, can you clean these tablets? Can you like just like, we don't want any information on these tablets. I'm like, yo, obviously these like company tablets, bro. Like, I have to sign all like the Google and ish. Like, I open Google Drive. First of all, I'm like, why is Google Drive on this? Anyway, I open Google Drive and expect not it to be signed in. It's just signed in, bro. And it's like, I'm seeing things I'm not trying to see, you know, like, I'm not trying to see these things, like, not at work, fam, you know, NSFW, you know, like, I'm not trying to see these, bro.
So what was it? Was it some boss who had previously...
Bro, I'm not that? Getting into that, because I feel like man's listening to the podcast, though, so, like...
Guys, if you're into that sort of thing, just don't do it.
Best believe I wasn't trying to see that. Best believe I was not trying to see that. Trust me, dog.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like this episode is a dedication to you, John, and the fantastic soul you are. 26 years on
Bless you,
Earth
fam.
Today.
Bless you.
As I said, the odds of becoming a human are 400 trillion to one. And like, what are the odds of us crossing path, bro? Like,
I know, bro. It's even worse than that.
I know. So, yeah, guys, girls, go on John's social media. Wish him happy birthday. Say something.
Yeah, bless you guys.
Yo, before we go, yo, bro, honestly,
so,
you can't pick Celine's side. Bro, you gotta have my back on this. Like, honestly. All
right, bro. Say less.
Like, go and change back the password on our IG. Like, it's...
All right, I'll handle it.
If I weren't the busy man, like, I'd ask you if we could fire her and find someone else. But I actually think her job trumps this beef.
She's actually pretty fire.
And like, I think I also think our optics of firing a female after we've fought with her wouldn't be the best, so...
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good look for real.
Yeah. But yeah.
But we'll handle that. I'll handle that.
Bro, did you see... Was that a birthday gift that she likes you more than me? Or is it just because...
I'm... Yo, I just think I'm just a likable person, you know? Like, between the two of us. I don't know, bro.
It makes sense, like, in retrospect, looking back. Because always, like, in our group chat, when I message, like, there's no emojis or nothing. It's like... kind of that boring face emoji, like, I get that vibe. But when you message, it's always like emoji hearts, like pink flowers, palm trees, hands up,
sure.
Type of thing, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
Well, guys.
Yo, respect, guys.
Thanks for listening. Honest. And John, happy birthday.
Yo, bless you, bro. Bless you. Respect, guys. Peace out.
They say the odds are 400 trillion to one. Human life, we're breathing on this sound. What's the odds of us crossing paths? Happy fucking birthday. I love you, my man.
I flew halfway across the world to see you.
No,
How does that feel?
Let's pause.
Okay.
Did you really fly halfway across the world to see Jonathan?
Bro.
Did you fly?
Of course,
to,
bro.
Are you sure?
Bro, how does it feel?
I mean, bro,
this
I'm seeing you.
This is the second
you.
Time
the second
we
time.
Meet.
Second time.
In real life.
Because the first, well, technically, if all went well, it would be the third time. But,
yeah,
you know, the
but
boy,
I stood you up.
Yeah, the boy didn't come. But anyway.
Oh.